Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, when someone tells you that they're an only child, we can all jump to all sorts of conclusions that they might be a loner, or that they can't make friends, or that they're incapable of making friends, or they can't share maybe, or that they were just totally spoiled as children. And it's a stereotype that's been reinforced by the ultimate spoiled only children, like Angelica from Rugrats and Dudley Dursley from Harry Potter. These are the I suppose, fictional take on this, on the only child, but I'm sure many listening today as only children, or indeed as friends of only children, will know what we're talking about. And Keith Gaynor is a senior clinical psychologist from St. John of God's Hospital, and he's here today to talk about only child syndrome. Keith, is it a syndrome?
Is it really? Not a syndrome.
No, okay.
Not at all.
God, no. Because we had a kid on once who wrote to me once looking for the toy show thing. And he said, I have middle child syndrome. And it was a joke.
Yeah.
But only child syndrome, clearly it's not a syndrome.
It's not a syndrome. I was sitting outside and I just met a guy who has 13 siblings.
Wow.
And so, you know, this is what happens in Ireland. Having 5 siblings, 6 siblings, actually, I mean, we're much more used to having big families. And we're not nearly as used to having, well, what's it like to have small families like they might have in France or they might have in other European countries.
Yeah.
But we're all getting older, we're all getting married older, and we're actually having less children. So there's going to be many more families that have only children and are raising only children. So it's well worth thinking about, well, what's it like to raise an only child and what's it like to be an only child?
Yeah, and you see sometimes, because society has changed so dramatically, you often see a woman saying, I want a child.
Mm.
And I don't mind if I'm having the child on my own. I just want to be a mother. And that's a very common thing that before would have been magdalene laundries and good luck. Where now, it's, of course, it's not.
Well, of course, it's the most natural thing in the world to want a child. We're programmed to want it. It's, you know, it's part of our genes. It's part of who we are.
Male and female.
Yeah. We want to pass on and we want to create the next generation. Now, in society, we created lots of barriers to that. And there was lots of things throughout our years that said you couldn't and shouldn't. And, you know, there was the right way and the wrong way. But I think what we're noticing now is that people are going to have kids. And a lot of them are going to be single kids.
Yeah, and there's some myths.
Yeah.
And mythologies around this.
So today is mostly about myth busting.
Okay, well, let's
going in to bust some myths.
Let's do it. Okay, let's take some of the obvious ones then.
So, firstly, only kids aren't a lot happier, but they're not a lot more depressed or not a lot sadder. All the stuff that happens for every kid happens for only kids, and they're not more or less than anyone else.
You see, that surprises me, because I would have thought that in a house with siblings, it would affect your modus operandi as a person. And I'm surprised to hear that you may
interact a little bit differently. As the guy with the 13 sibs, he was going to interact differently to the guy with no siblings. But actually, does it end up meaning that you're a happier or a sadder person, or that you're more likely to become depressed later in life? No.
Not necessarily.
You figure a way through it.
Okay.
That every family is going to be unique. Every family is going to have its own environment, its own ecosystem, and your job as a kid and as an adult is to work your way through it.
Okay.
And whether you end up happy or not happy at the end of it is totally on how well you work your way through that individual ecosystem.
All right.
And not based on whether you're an only kid or not.
Okay, more myths then, Keith.
They don't have more divorces. All they right. don't have more breakups.
Do people say that?
They say that only children as adults.
More difficult, is it?
Yeah, okay. They can't do relationships. And I think it's one of the questions we're going to come to later is we're going to ask people, what are their experiences of relationships with only kids?
Right, 51552, get busy on that. Smarter and more confident?
Nope.
Not?
Not smarter, not more confident. What you do get is earlier language development. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. Because they're around adults all the time, they can sound like adults.
Okay.
So they've got really good language development really early on.
Okay.
But they're not smarter.
So they can sound smarter, but intellectually
they're still just a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah, okay, good. Interesting.
But what you do get is that only kids tend to go to college more often. But I think that from looking at the research, that's about economics. That parents have more resources to put into a kid.
Yeah.
If you're splitting resources across 5 and 6 kids, it's harder to send them all to college. If you only have one, it's easier to send them on. And they do more, they go to college more, they do more masters, they do, you know, higher end education.
Only children throw more tantrums.
Nope.
No.
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 Kids throw tantrums.
Only children are going to love this item. They're listening and going, I knew there was a myth. Okay, so they don't.
They don't throw more tantrums. They aren't more spoiled. They aren't more difficult to work with. But there are things that crop up when you talk to only kids. there are things that crop up, and it's worth thinking about those. So one thing, when you're an only kid, because it's so unusual, people often ascribe all their behaviour to being an only kid. They'll see an only kid in a shopping centre and he's throwing a tantrum. He goes, oh, he's an only kid, he can't share. Yeah, yeah. So, no, kids throw tantrums. Yeah. That's what kids do.
So it makes it easier for us to say, oh, that's because. And we all feel better about ourselves because it's,
exactly.
It's like a diagnosis. Of
some sort. Exactly. Or he's emotionally unavailable in a relationship and it's because he's an only kid. No, he's emotionally unavailable in a relationship because he's a man, and loads of men are emotionally unavailable.
He's a man. And of course, we know all about men's inability to be emotionally available. Absolutely. Regardless of how many siblings or not they
exactly.
have. Can only children have a slightly different upbringing? I mean, in some ways, they've different responsibilities throughout their lives. But that's different.
So that definitely does happen. So if you think of yours, I have two other siblings. I don't know how many siblings.
I have four. There's five of us.
There's five of you. So if you think of all the roles that people take in a family, someone might be the brainy one. Someone might be the sporty one. Someone might be the one that gets on really well with dad. Someone might be the one that gets on really well with mom. And actually, all of those roles are spread in families with lots of siblings. But when you're an only child, you have to carry all of those roles.
Yes.
You have to be the one that kind of encapsulates all of that.
Yeah, so in other words, a house will have a cabinet and each one of the siblings is a minister, whereas this person
is the minister for everything.
Assumes all the power.
Is the prime minister.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Yeah.
And so also they feel then a very high sense of expectation. If they've got an Irish father, they may have the expectation that they have to win the All-Ireland. If they've got an Irish mammy, then they have the expectation they have to go to Harvard. And if they've got both an Irish mother and an Irish father, they have to win the All-Ireland and go to Harvard.
They have to play hurling in Harvard.
So,
okay.
And so they can feel a lot of expectation and then a lot of responsibility. So often when an only kid is at home, there may be a parent there alone with them. So a single parent, or a mum who's at home who's caring for them, or a father. And so they become their companion.
Yeah.
Or they become the mediator between the two parents. They have to solve all the fights.
Right, because it's a lot of one-on-one, isn't
it? It's a lot of one-on-one. Yeah. And so they take on that responsibility and take on that expectation. And that they can feel that very strongly.
Do only children, and of course only adults, I suppose you could call them when they grow older, have a harder time getting into romantic relationships, or is that another myth?
So this is the biggest myth out there.
Is it?
But actually, there's very little research in either direction. So very few people have done proper research to say, well, what are only kids like in relationships?
Yeah.
So what I'd love to do today, if you're happy to do it, is a bit of on-the-run research. And we try and get people who've dated only children, or married only children, or only children who have dated and been in relationships, and what has it been like?
51552, love to hear about that. In fact, we have a few comments on that just as we're going along. Keith, I have one daughter and she's perfectly happy, but my family are putting me under pressure to have another one. You don't want her growing up alone, etc., etc. I don't want another child, but am I being unfair to my daughter?
Not at all. You have to pick what's right for you. You have to pick what's the right family for you, what you're happy with.
Yeah.
This is it. You know, every family is unique. There's no right way of doing it. There's no guaranteed way that two people, three people, 13 children are going to make you happier or less happy. You have to pick what's right for you.
And when it's something so deeply personal and almost and physical, and you should never have to feel pressure. You should be comfortable in your own skin and make that decision.
But I suspect that's not unusual. That experience is not unusual for that lady.
Especially in Ireland.
Any news? It's not the norm.
Yeah, okay.
The norm is big families, and we're only getting used to the idea of smaller families.
Yeah. Tex says, I went out with a guy who was an only child and it was very difficult. He was responsible for everyone in the family and he found it very pressurised. He felt like he had to do everything for his parents because it was just him. His parents didn't expect him to do it though. He just took it upon himself. Common enough?
Yeah, I think that's that bit we're talking about. They feel the responsibility because they've been the only one there all the way along.
All right. Another says, I've found people from large families with lots of siblings and cousins. They find it really hard to socialise outside of their groups. I'm from an only child family in the UK and we were much more encouraged to go and make friends, while my wife's family, who have so many cousins and relations here, are much more shy at getting outside their social circuits.
Perfect. So this is showing you perfectly that this is working against what the myth says.
Yes.
This is someone from a big family who actually socialises really badly, where the person who's the only child actually had to go out and socialise and had to go out and work at it.
Yeah.
And then became much better at socialising.
So contrary to popular belief, only children mature quite well into adulthood and into society.
Absolutely. So that they mature perfectly well, there's no difference, or they're as immature as the rest of us. They're no better or worse than anyone else. What does happen in childhood is they do have earlier language development often.
Yes.
And so they can seem very precocious or seem like very mature. 10-year-olds, 8-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds. Yes. And so teachers and parents can think that this little person is more mature than they actually are.
Yeah.
And more able to deal with things, more able to deal with adult topics because they have the language development to do it. Because they're sitting at the dinner table with two other adults in the evening, or they're sitting in the car with an adult all the time, they're getting all of this early language development. But actually, inside, emotionally, they're still 10.
Yeah, just a child with a lot of words.
Just a child with a lot of words.
Yeah.
And I think that the phrase we'd often use is sophisticated but not mature.
Yes, yeah, good.
So they've got the sophistication, but they haven't got the maturity. And when that kid gets knocked around just by life and just by the things that happen, they're going to feel like a 10-year-old inside. They might express it like a 40-year-old,
yeah,
but they're going to feel like a 10-year-old.
They're still a child.
And we have to see the 10-year-old.
Yeah.
We have to, you know, be with the 10-year-old.
So if you're the parent of an only child, what are the most important things to keep in mind?
So it's absolutely the same rules you'd have for anyone else. It's about love, attention and independence, and a good balance between all three of them. Love is the ne plus ultra. You can't, that's everything. And so if you're in a loving family, that is going to be the be-all and end-all, whether that's 13 of you or one of you. And the parents who are able to provide that are going to, you know, provide a lot more for their kid going forward. Attention and the balance between attention and independence is really important for all children. So on the one hand, kids need to be independent. They need to go off and scrape some knees and have some secrets.
Yeah.
And it's a bit harder to do that maybe when you're an only kid, is to be out of parents' sight and to be have secrets and to have playmates and to be away. And it's very much gone out of fashion.
Is that what you call benign neglect? This is your expression, not mine, obviously. But it's a very good expression. It's one I hadn't heard before.
And it's a really helpful idea in terms of parenting, that it's okay to neglect your kids a little bit. This idea of benign neglect. Let them out the back garden. You don't have to be watching them.
Yeah.
That they have play dates where they're not overseen.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the movie Boyhood.
Yeah, I have actually, yeah.
The whole first piece of that movie, Boyhood, is where he's just cycling around the area with his mate.
Yeah, yeah,
I know. And they're just getting up to mischief. And I think that used to happen a lot more, and it's happening less.
That was my childhood. Mm. That was my childhood. I was with my younger brother, and we would spend so much. I was only thinking about looking after his boys playing. We were laughing, saying, look familiar, you know. Yeah. And the freedom of the benign neglect, if you want to call it that, playing by the... You know, out in the on holidays in the West, or indeed in going running down to the shop to buy a 10p bag, you didn't have the omnipresent parenting that can very much figure today.
That's kind of the fad at the moment.
Yeah,
where you have play dates rather than
constantly
playing.
Watching. I think it was a healthier thing we had.
Yeah, definitely. And so it's about finding that balance.
Yeah.
Obviously, everyone has to be safe, and you can't actually neglect people and let them off totally.
Yeah.
But there is a balance there, and it's an important balance to strike.
And a play date can be head off, you know, up to the, you know, in playing around the house, or as you say, the backyard. You don't have to let them off into play with the traffic.
And that's stupid. Exactly. And common sense applies.
Tex says, I'm from a family of 19 and married an only man child. He is no different from my brothers and sisters. So that's again myth bust. I was an only child. My daughter is an only child. My granddaughter is an only child. And we are very happy people and a very well-balanced family. Thank you very much.
Brilliant.
My daughter is my only child, but my partner's 7th child. Obviously, a blended family there. And she mixes very well. And it's by no means spoiled, says Yvonne. Dan in Cork says, I have 3 brothers and 1 sister. I can't imagine being alone in the world without them. It's an important resource. I have 2 boys myself and they are inseparable. So that's, as you say, horses for courses. Another says, my nephew is an only child by choice of his mother. He's at least 2 stone overweight, has the latest designer gear and every gadget available on the market. When he comes to play with his cousins, everything has to be his way, and it usually ends up with his mother taking him home early.
Okay, so this is the classic myth.
Okay.
This is the Dursley Harry Potter myth.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And it's well worth bursting this one, because this isn't about being an only child.
Yeah.
This is about parenting.
Okay.
And if you had 1 kid, 2 kids, 3 kids, all of that could still apply. They could still have difficulty sharing. They could still be... People are overweight who aren't only kids.
Yeah.
If it was only kids who were overweight, we wouldn't have the obesity issues that we have in society.
Would she probably be the mother, if she's very like that with that child, if she had another 50,000 children, she'd be like that with them all. Yeah, they'd all
this
be
is
just
it. This is about
fat, spoiled kids.
but it's unfair because we don't know the story.
No,
we don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But you can see how quickly the people ascribe it to being an only kid.
Yes,
that's
straight
why
away.
That's what's happening there. Yeah. He's an only kid. That's the story.
That's it. Okay,
when
gotcha.
Actually there's a whole other story going on, and it's actually we have to look past just labels and talk and see, well, what's going on, and does somebody need support, or does someone need a bit of help, or is there a reason why something's going on?
It's other people, says a text, who make my make only children feel different. Comments like, ah, sure, she's an only child. They're hurtful and small-minded. My cousin is an only child and is so kind and thoughtful, always looking out for others, saying I'm one of six, etc. doesn't give you any rights to put only children down.
Absolutely.
You're not better as a family.
Yeah.
My 24-year-old daughter would buy and sell me or my siblings, seven of them, when it comes to socialising with people or her ability to get jobs, college courses, and generally being assertive. My son, 5 years old, constantly asking for a brother and sister. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen. I worry that he's going to grow up lonely in the home. Is that the case? Also, by default, he doesn't have a sounding board for growing up issues, etc. Where does he get the support? From a mammy who's one of five. So she's a bit concerned about the future.
And I think that's kind of reasonable. I think one of the things we have to look for is, okay, so the norm for him among all his friends is they probably have brothers and sisters. So he feels a little bit different.
Yes.
Which is why he's asking for a brother and sister.
To be like everyone else.
To be like everyone else. And it seems like it's this perfect thing. He's always going to have a playmate. He's always going to have someone who's going to get on with, who's going to share his secrets. And of course, any of us who have sibling relationships know that it's not that perfect.
Yeah.
And it's not that clean cut. And that one of the things that would be really important is that he would have loads of kids around the house to play with. They would have lots of rough and tumble.
Yeah.
So this is one of the things that only kids sometimes don't get, especially boys. Partly the physical bit of rough and tumble.
The messing.
The fighting in the backseat of the car, the having to scramble for the remote control.
Yeah.
And then they get picked up and dropped into the schoolyard, which of course is just one big, you know, wrestling match. It's like being in the chimpanzee enclosure in the zoo. It's all pushing and touching and an invasion of space. And sometimes only kids can struggle with that a little bit initially.
Yeah.
Then they often get on well, really well. But it would be about getting into sports teams. It would be about having that rough and tumble, having that physical stuff. And then on an emotional level, having that rough and tumble.
Yeah.
That someone's going to slag you, and it's okay to slag them back. You have to fight your corner.
Yeah.
That there won't always be adults and adult rules. There's often going to be this other set of unspoken rules, which is among your peers, among your kids, where you have to kind of fight for your place in the pecking order.
Yeah, it's Darwinian, isn't
it? A little bit Darwinian.
It's Darwinian.
And it's important that your son has the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
So, but he can get that through the JAA club, he can get that through his cousins, he can get that through his neighbours, he can get it through his school, he can get it 100 different ways.
Well, that was quite an exercise in myth busting, but thank you very much indeed for coming in to talk about that, Keith. Dr. Keith Gaynor, who is, of course, a senior clinical psychologist with John O'God's Hospital, and in they come. Like you did the last time, you've kicked the hornet's nest. So, thanks for all the comments. We'll try and get to some more of them. But in the meantime, Keith, thanks so much.
Great.
Michelle, good morning.
Hiya, Ryan. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for taking my call.
It's really nice to talk to you today. Where are you?
I'm in Clonard, County Meath.
And why are we talking?
Well, I am dating an only child as well for the past nearly 4.5 years, going on 5 years.
You're dating an only child as well?
Oh, sorry, Ryan. Sorry about that.
No, what do you mean?
Well, like, I'm dating it like you were discussing.
Yeah, 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 sure.
Children, and I'm going out with an only child for nearly 5 years.
Right. And how's that going?
Very well. We're very happy, thanks.
Yeah. And do you have siblings?
No, I'm an only child.
Oh, there's a pair of you in it?
Yes, Ryan, yeah, yeah.
Oh, for God's sake. I didn't understand. So you're an only child. He's an only child.
Yeah.
Which must mean that family gatherings are very quiet and very unchaotic.
Very. Well, his parents are Lithuanian, so he's Lithuanian, and I'm Irish, and I'm a daddy's girl, so, and he's also 6'5", and my father's 5'4", so, you know.
I want to be at the wedding. I want to see the pictures. Everything's going on there. It's all going on. Michelle. Now, what Keith was saying, was he right that you're no different from anyone else? You're all the same personalities as somebody with 16,000 children and siblings.
Yeah, well, to be honest now, we're a bit more mature. We're a bit quieter. Like, I'm friends with about 5 girls and they all have siblings. And they like to call me and Justin the mammy and daddy of the group because we're just so mature and we look after them on nice days.
Oh, right. So he was right in that sense. Yeah. But the point Keith was making was that only children are... They might come across as being mature and smart, but that's only because they have the vocabulary. But actually, in reality, they're intellectually the same as everyone else.
Yeah, well, I don't know now.
Do you feel that sort of maternal ownership of the... How old are you?
I'm 21, Ryan.
Okay, and so, Justin is the same age, obviously.
Yeah, he's just going 21 in November, so... Yeah, we're both fairly mature, I always thought.
Yeah, you sound it.
We have our moments.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You do. Well, and you're living in... Sorry, you're in college together?
Yeah, he's in Athlone at T and so am I. He's studying in animal toxicology and I'm studying social care.
Jeepers, okay. So, you've got a great
mix.
He's
a year ahead of me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you live in a house... You share a house with other students, do you?
Yeah, we share a house with two other lads, Paddy and me, who are both only children as well.
So the four of you in the house are only children?
Yeah, we are. And I have to say, we get on great. We're like a little family, I like to
say. Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds very mature, as you say, for college students, who you could be a bit more wild if you wanted to be, but it sounds like you want to have that nice, mature house.
I know. We had an amazing house party there at the end of the college year. It was very wild, I have to say.
I was hoping there would be a bit of wildness in your life. Otherwise, we'd get a little bit dull a bit soon, you know, to be 2 years. 21 is quite young to be settling. But you're happy, yeah. Though. You're happy. You sound like you're mad about your man.
Oh, God, yeah, sure. Everyone keeps asking us when the wedding is, but we'll wait a couple more years, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, please do. Please do. And the amount of people texting in to talk about being an only child, I mean, they're saying that only children are sociable and enthusiastic about the world and excited.
Oh, God, yeah. Like, me and Justin have plenty of friends and we're very sociable. But I have to say, I've noticed with the lads, they're all from different countries. I'm the only Irish girl in the household. So Neil's from the Philippines and Paddy's from Poland and Justin's from Lithuania. But I know at some of the other houses, all the lads, like, they like to hang out in the sitting room and play plenty of FIFA and on Xbox and PlayStation. But... No, we all kind of tend to keep to ourselves and yeah. We're all very quiet and we don't mind like just being on our own and doing our own thing in the house and stuff like that.
So
there's always that quiet aspect. None of us have a problem being on our own.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, that could be something in that with the only child. Can you give me the names and country of origin again? Your Justin is from?
Lithuania.
It's the most unlikely name. Is it Justin or is that a Lithuanian name?
Well, his proper name is Justinus, but he calls it.
And the other lads?
Patrick from Poland.
I love that Patrick is from Poland.
And Neil from the Philippines.
Neil.
But his proper name is Patrick, so we all called him Neil for some reason. He got that name.
So Patrick is from the Philippines, but you call him Neil.
Yeah.
And Patrick
yeah.
is from Poland, but you call him Patrick.
Yeah, we call him Paddy, and Polish Paddy.
Justin is from
Lithuania,
but his name is Justina.
Justinus.
Of course, Justina would be a very different story. Justinus.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
That's
and then you got Michelle from Ireland, so it's
France. Well, that's you, Michelle. Michelle from Meath.
Yeah.
Paddy from Poland, Michelle from Meath. You could be in a band.
Maybe. I don't know what you call us, though.
I'm
the
sure.
only children.
The only children. It's kind of like a Peter yeah. Pan story. So you've got you've been listening to all the comments about only children. Do you think you have different characteristics from everyone else?
I can be fairly quiet. Like, I don't like to go out that much. Like, I got into it this year, but I'm happy enough to be like on my own instead of going out all the time and staying at home. And I can be fairly quiet, but I think that also has to do with having a boyfriend as well on nights out and stuff like that. But I'm not as wild as some of the girls. So that's
you don't
it, really.
Feel the need to be out and about the whole time, going and going and
no.
going.
No, okay. No.
So you're on your holidays?
Yes, I am, from college.
Have you got a day job?
No, not at the moment. I'm just helping out on the farm.
Oh, that's a day job.
Yeah.
That's a proper job. Helping out on the farm is a proper job. Michelle, it's been lovely to talk to you.
Okay, thanks, Brian.
And good luck with everything, and the house and the studies and... everything.
Okay, no problem. Thanks
okay,
very much.
See you soon.
Bye.